Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and what a treat we have today. On the line is Tim McCarver. He's a Memphian. He's a former Cardinal great, two-time World Series champion and a Hall of Fame broadcaster. He joins us now. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing very well, John. Jason, I don't know which one is on the line. Well, John or Jason?
A lot of people can't tell the difference, Tim.
To both of you, I appreciate your call.
Oh, absolutely.
We appreciate your time.
We absolutely do. So how often are you able to get back to Memphis? I know, obviously, you know, you're living the good life, but how often are you able to get back to Memphis, Tennessee?
Well, if the good life means that that I'm semi-retired and doing a few Cardinal games, well, then that's the good life. But I enjoy doing the few Cardinal games that I do. I do about 26 or 7 a year. And the Cardinals, through thick and thin, are right up there with everybody else in the National League Central, it seems like.
Yep.
But it's fun. It's I've enjoyed being with St. Louis 6 or 7 years since I retired back in 2012. So it's fun.
Yeah, that definitely is the semi-retired life. You get to work a little bit. That is definitely the American dream as far as I'm concerned. You know, you're from Memphis. Obviously, your roots are here. There's Tim McCarver Stadium and all of that. When you think about your sort of Memphis upbringing and coming and being from Memphis, how much do you cherish it?
Well, I've never taken it for granted. And that's something I'm very proud of. I still have many, many friends in Memphis. A lot of the guys that I grew up with, I still keep in contact with, keep in touch with, and we talk every now and then. So, I mean, my roots are there. I haven't been one that has left Memphis and never gone back. I've gone back many, many times, and one of the things is so appropriate for the Hall of Fame in October. I don't know when it's going to be, but I just I think it's a terrific honor, and I have a chance to be with the representatives of the other athletes that are from Memphis, and I finally get to meet Penny Hardaway.
How about that?
We've said hello about 1,500 times. From one person to the other when he was playing and when I was announcing, and I tried to get him on my television show when it was in full gear there, and never had a chance to meet him or everything, but we got messages to each other in a roundabout way. So that'll be fun.
You know, his greatness.
He's doing some great things in Memphis.
That's what I was going to say. He's got the city buzzing. There's no doubt about it, Tim. Listen, I hate to ask you such a sad question, but you meant so much to him, and I know he meant a lot to you with Bob Gibson, who announced recently he's battling pancreatic cancer. He's always been a fighter, hasn't he, Tim?
He's been the quintessential fighter.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the warrior of warriors. And if anybody can lick this cancer, he can. And I've talked to him a handful of times without bothering him. And his spirits are high. Good. Everything is good. Yeah, I mean, as well as they can be under the circumstances. So we'll see. We sit and hope and love him. And that's kind of what that's been our mantra.
What's that relationship? I'm sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
I told him I was on hold, and I'll be there anytime he needs me, and that's a fact.
What's that relationship like, Tim? When you've got it, when you're close like that, sometimes I imagine it gets pretty fiery. Maybe he wants to throw something and you says the wrong answer. And sometimes I imagine you're close. It's like being brothers. And I imagine it's listening to you talk about him now. It sounds like you're talking about a brother. The ups and downs of a relationship like that, aren't they all worth it?
Well, they're worth it if that's what you consider worth it. I mean, we say hello to each other, and the Cardinals have kind of kept us together. The times that we've met over the course of the years. We go to the Hall of Fame occasionally. I remember he gave my grandson permission to call him Uncle Bob. So
that's awesome, man.
So my grandson Bo calls him Uncle Bob, and he's called me several times and wanted to know how Uncle Bob was doing. So I'm kind of had to tell him everything, and I have told him everything. So this is really tough.
It's
tough on all of Bob's friends, and we're pulling for him in the best of ways. And hope he pulls out of this.
Yes, sir, we are too.
We are, of course, talking to the great Tim McCarver. Was inducted into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. I believe that celebration will happen later this year. Tim, what do we think about the Cardinals this year? Three games back in Chicago in the NL Central. What do we think about St. Louis this year?
It's everybody has talked about how at the beginning of the year, I mean, the Cardinals were closer to last than first. And now that's turned around. And I'll tell you, Mike Schilt has done a wonderful job at this ball club. Their starting pitching has not been real good. The bullpen's been great. The starting pitching hasn't been great. But they're getting it together now. Because the reason they're getting it together is, as much as anything, this is an opportunity for a lot of players. I mean, the Major League Baseball is, when one guy fails, I mean, it's a tough business, because if one guy fails, there's somebody else always waiting in line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is happening to the Cardinals this year. Opportunity knocks, and that's not a cliche, that's a fact. So it's kind of fun following them and doing a few games that I do with Dan McLaughlin. So,
is it a matter of even the Reds, the division being really, really good, and that's why you've got the Dodgers out ahead? It looks like every race is everybody's got a lead already, except for the Central. Is it just a bunch of good teams beating up on each other, Tim?
Well, it's
a little bit of underachieving.
That's one way to look at it. The competition certainly is. Is stiff, and the inability of the Cubs to pull away along with Milwaukee, the more talented of the two of the five teams in there. But say you say even Cincinnati, Cincinnati's a very, very good team.
They are.
I mean, they can flat out hit, and they got a great closer. So each team has their own strengths. The Cardinals go and play Cincinnati four games this weekend. And it'll be interesting to see them, how they come out.
I'm curious on your take on this one, Tim. We're seeing the ball flying out. We're headed for records. I think right now, if we're staying on pace, it's 1,000 more than we're hitting 2,000, the height of the steroid area, and maybe 500 more than the record a couple of years ago. In 98, we loved it, right? It brought, it brought the casual fan back, the home run. We all loved it. We were all watching. You still feel the same way, or are you getting a little sick of it?
Well, there's something.
Something's going on. That ball.
Everybody talks about the ball, and I'm a proponent, if that's the word, a proponent of it not being the ball, but it being the bat.
I think
the bats. Yeah, I do. I think the bats are there. There used to be indelible marks on the bats in the hitting spot, and those marks have been erased, and I've seen some of those bets, and I said, man, I think I could come out of the booth and I'm kidding, of course, but I do think that at least as much as the ball, it's the bat.
I hear you.
So the equipment, I mean, stands to reason in golf, everything is a lot, not that it's an easy game, but it's, you see these guys hitting 380-yard drives and things like that. You never used to see stuff like that. So I think all the equipment and all the sports are better. And baseball, it seems to me, to at least be the bats as much as the balls.
Tim, have to ask you, you and Joe Buck called more World Series and All-Star games, more of those games than any tandem in broadcast history. So I have to ask you, when you have a pair and you're part of a team like that, how do you make it last so long? I mean, what's the secret ingredient, man?
I use words like tandem. I love Joe. Joe and I were together for 18 years, and I had a ball working with him. We had some great, great moments. We had a few not so great moments, but the great moments outweighed the snafus. It was great. I loved it. I worked with his dad for 2 years in 1990 for when we were with CBS, but. I had the opportunity to work for all four networks, so I really don't know what that means. I think what it probably means is that I went to where the baseball was, and I had a ball. But those days are past, and I'm seeking newer and better things.
And Tim, if you were picking it today, you think Dodgers, Yankees, if you were picking a World Series, and do you think it's the year for the Dodgers to finally break through? They are loaded.
Well, they're not loaded like the Yankees are.
Well, that's true, too.
So you don't know. The Yankees could lose in a playoff. I mean, and so could the Dodgers. But the Dodgers, I agree, do have the best talent National League. I think everybody would agree with that. And the Yankees seem invincible in many, many ways. So even though they're the best teams, often the best teams don't win the World Series. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
Tim, this was
an honor, sir.
Thank you so much for the time.
I grew up and knew every nook and cranny of Tim McCarver Stadium. Just I know that's neither here nor there, but man, this has been an honor, sir.
So did I.
Tim, thank you so much.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you for this.
We'll do it some other time, too.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. He is Tim McCarver, Memphian Hall of Famer, baseball broadcast Hall of Famer, and Memphis Sports Hall of Famer, part of that inaugural class. Yeah.
Just hearing the voice.
Absolutely.
It takes you back to listening to him. I mean, yeah, like I said, I grew up on him and Joe Buck.
Absolutely.
So much, like you said, World Series games, All-Star games. That was a treat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.